The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. And by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. Remember Julian Assange, founder of WikiLeaks, who released all those documents about the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq? He's now holed up at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where yesterday he stood on the balcony and scolded the United States.
The United States must pledge before the world that it will not pursue journalists for shining a light on the secret crimes of the powerful.
More after this from Charlie. Julian Assange, former hacker turned free speech activist, made headlines in 2010 when he released hundreds of thousands of secret U.S. documents. He wasn't charged for that. U.S. law is murky on that point. Army Private Bradley Manning, who allegedly fed him the stolen files, is the one facing charges. But shortly after the documents came out, Assange was charged in Sweden with assaulting two women. He went to London and fought extradition, saying any relationship with the women was consensual, and that this was all an attempt to silence him and eventually send him to the U.S. where he says he'll get the death penalty. That's why when his appeals ran out, he sought and was granted asylum by Ecuador. Except to get to Ecuador, he'd have to leave its embassy in London, and the British police are ready to arrest him if he does. In fact, some of the British government think the police may have the right to go in and drag him out. So he may have figured he'd better step to the balcony while he can.
I ask President Obama to do the right thing. The United States must renounce its witch hunt against WikiLeaks.
And he offered no apology, except this.
To my family, forgive me. We will be reunited soon.
That seems optimistic. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.